Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. During a visit to Barbados in 1751, George Washington contracted smallpox. He wouldn't know the role his recovery would play in the American Revolution.
In the years leading up to the war, smallpox broke out in American coastal cities and killed a third of the infected.
By the time Washington was in command of American troops, he was well aware of the threat smallpox posed to his men. He had a plan to quarantine the infected in a special hospital.
He needed a plan. The British used an outbreak in Boston, an area they controlled, to send out infected people hoping to spread the virus to the Continental Army.
Washington responded by banning Boston refugees from approaching the American camps. When the British left Boston the following year, Washington sent in 1,000 smallpox-immune troops to occupy the city.
Inoculation against smallpox was known as far back as ancient China, but in the 18th century North America, it was highly controversial. Still, Washington required that all army recruits who had never been infected to be inoculated.
They used a procedure called variolation, which was lancing the pustule from a smallpox victim and inserting the blade under the skin of a healthy person. They would develop a mild case of smallpox in about 2 weeks.
After the mass vaccination of 40,000 soldiers, all but 50 survived the epidemics. I'd say that's a high survival rate and no doubt played a role in how the revolution turned out.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.